Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Friday. It's Michelle the old bitch.
Hello, it's Valen Nicole.
And we have a special guest. Her name is Sherry. And we're going to have Sherry jump in whatever the hell she wants to. Say whatever she wants. She's scared to death, y'all.
It's a privilege to sit with these ladies, though.
Oh, see there? She's thanking Sherry. See there? She gets started already. She knows how to talk. All right. Do I start or do y'all start?
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Some knowledge.
I'm going to start picking on Nicole right away.
Right away.
We were talking. My girlfriend called me from, she lives in Greenville, Mississippi. And most of the nation knows what's going on in the South. And I was telling them about her flood. It's flooded. And Nicole looks at me and says, what flood?
I did not know.
Well, do you know now?
No, I still don't. Can you explain what's going on?
Nicole.
I swear to God.
You got to come out the fucking cave, girl.
I know.
Oh, my gosh, she's in
a
cave.
I've been a little bit of a cave monster lately.
You've been a big-ass cave monster.
I know.
Big one.
Big one.
It is flooding in Texas and a great part of the South, okay, in the Midwest. Well, mostly it's Texas. And it is really, really bad in Mississippi, Louisiana, Virginia, and some of the eastern states a little bit. And in Texas, they got a town, I think it's called Dewey, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Some people underwater.
Oh, shit.
My girlfriend, she got up. It was raining. She lives right off the lake, but her house is way up. Okay, she gets up. She, first of all, she's sleeping through the storm. Okay, she's not so worried.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little, but she sleeps through it. She gets up.
How is she sleeping through the storm?
Because she's like that.
Okay,
she's just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to, she gets used to it.
Okay,
and she lives in Greenville, Mississippi.
Yes.
Okay, which is in the Delta.
Okay,
so she goes to sleep. She gets up. She looks out her window, and, you know, the lake is a little high, but it ain't no big deal, you know.
Right.
So she goes about, because she's renovating this house.
Right.
She goes back maybe an hour later. She looks out the window. The two houses across the street, across the lake, are flooded. The people are pulling their shit out, and the lake is covered up to her house.
Oh,
up there,
boy.
But it didn't hit her house because she's way up, and she's like, what the fuck happened in an hour?
Wow.
And what's happening is that they have good drainage or whatever, but every place else is flowing into there because when the water has nowhere to go, it goes where it can go.
Uh-huh.
So it's coming into their neighborhood now.
Uh-huh.
And it rained last night.
Oh.
So I'm going to call her today.
So she may be underwater.
She ain't underwater. I doubt it.
Surprised.
I hope not. She just bought this house, y'all.
Yeah,
and she's renovating. She's not even finished with
Did
it. She bought a cab.
Insurance?
Oh, I'm sure she is, honey. She like me. She got every kind of insurance in the fucking world.
Good.
I got
except for the earthquake insurance.
I maybe get some of that. It is reasonable. Because I don't know, people, I don't know you know how earthquakes, and you know why people in California don't have earthquake insurance?
Because it's too expensive.
You know why it's so expensive? Yeah. It's the deductible.
Yeah.
Yes. The way it works, it's the deductible. Whatever your house is worth, it's like 16% of whatever that is. So most people, you know, your deductible, like my deductible is going to be like over $100,000.
Yeah.
But then I get my house fixed for $100,000.
Not worth it.
You know, it's not worth it. But according to the commercials, they have changed it. So I'm going to call and see what the deal is. But that's what it is. It's the deductible that be kicking your ass. And it's whatever, 16% of whatever your house is worth.
Wow.
And that is a lot of money. Because mostly, this is California, so houses are worth a lot.
They are.
Yeah, so people just don't go for it.
Wouldn't it be cheaper to rent what they call those bars they put in?
Retrofitted.
Yeah, but you can do that. I did that to our house.
Oh, okay.
It's not so bad.
So
yeah, and that's what happens. The house go with it. So people go, earthquake, I go, I didn't feel it, but knock on some.
Yeah.
Wood, God, I don't want my damn house to fall down. Yeah, that's not real wood.
I know.
That's on my head. Because I do not want my house to fall down. Oh, this is wood right here. There you go. I don't want my house to fall down.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's the deal with the earthquake insurance, and that's why most people don't have it. It's not because we're cheap. It's because we're not stupid.
Right.
Yeah. All right. All right. All right, so do I keep going or somebody else want to jump in?
Go ahead.
I feel like I'm hogging the show.
Go ahead.
All right, I saw this thing, and I think this guy is right.
What guy?
is this football player, and he was talking, and he said that his kids got some trophies.
Okay.
They got trophies for participation.
Okay. Oh, you know, yeah, they do that a lot. Yeah, they make the other kids not feel bad.
You know what that man did?
They were there.
He took them damn trophies back to the coach and gave them back to him. And the coach wasn't there. He left them damn things on his porch.
No.
And he talked to his boys. He said, uh-uh, you don't get praise for nothing. And you know what? I agree with him.
Ooh, I don't.
Okay, speak up, Cher.
Okay, like, I know about trophies is why I got into racing, snow ski racing.
Mm-hmm.
And people, the first time they do it, they get a trophy for just trying because they're there.
But you did something.
Well, yes. No, these kids had to go to the classes or the games.
Okay.
Okay, they're there.
Okay.
That's the main thing is they're there. They
but
try.
You're talking about in the snow.
Snow?
In South Dakota.
Anything. Softball, baseball, little kids, they're so excited getting a trophy because they're there. They wouldn't get a trophy if they weren't there at all. Participating. They're participating just like anything.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I don't care if he's a pro or not.
I disagree because I think we all. Oh, yeah, his little ears.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay, but if you touch him in the wrong place, he's sore. It's something, but he's okay.
It's like his stomach. I press right here and he's
all. Yeah, you can press his ears up here and it'll go. He's very tender. Yeah, he's very tender. And I don't think you're hurting him. I think he anticipates getting hurt.
He needs a trophy for participating.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
He's right here trying his hardest.
He really is.
No.
You don't give him a treat for being a good boy.
There.
He's a good boy, but he's always a good boy. And I give him a treat. He hasn't done anything extraordinary. And to me, I'm sorry. When you give somebody an award, it should be for something extraordinary. A lot of people participate in things, but the award is supposed to be for excellence in some kind of way. There's first, second, and third. That is it.
Well, my take on this is the achievers, the ones that actually win, they should get a really nice trophy that says first or second place. The participants should get something like a ribbon, something to show their effort. However, it's not as big as the winners. I don't even think trophies are for the winners. Give them ribbons. Yeah, you participated, you all get a blue ribbon or something like that that says great effort or something like that.
But then would he give that back to them too, the ribbon? Because they didn't do, he considers they didn't do it.
Well, he said for participation, he said they didn't win anything, they just participated. Everybody participated, but only the people who excelled won.
What sport was it?
I think it was for football or baseball.
Okay, but they have to go to practice.
Yeah, but
they go to practice.
They go to practice.
And they fall and they get knocked over.
But they want to go. They didn't do anything.
Well, they know they want to go.
They want to go. They're getting praise for something they want to do. They want to go.
They're getting praise for it. That's
but they want to do it. So it's not, you're giving them a reward for something they want to do. They didn't excel in it.
So their dad is telling them, if they don't come first, second, or third, they're no good.
No, he's saying to them, you have to win in something. You can participate. That's fine. Everybody wants to participate because we all are participating in this. This is something you want to do. This is not something that is hard for you. Okay, what's hard is the debate team. Now, maybe you can get a ribbon for participating in that because you don't want to do it. But this is something these kids want to do. They want to do football. So they get an award just
maybe
for
your dad makes them go in.
No, they love it.
Okay.
He didn't make them go in. They love it.
They're participating. I think the father's kind of strong.
I think the father's right.
I
think that you could get a participation award for something you don't want to do. Like if you don't want to go to the science team, that's hard. If you don't want to go to the debate team, if you don't want to go to the math athlete team.
If you don't show up, then of course not.
You know, but that's participating in something you don't want to do. These kids got a ribbon for participating in something they wanted to do. They were going to show up anyway.
I think that's just something they do for little kids because with little kids, everybody wins.
But everybody can't win, y'all. I think that's false.
But then the father's saying they're no good if they don't win.
He's not saying they're no good.
I noticed it just hampers on their development. Like, oh, I didn't win. Like, oh, look at all these kids. Got all this praise for winning, and I'm a loser.
Well, I think it gives them the encourage to try harder.
But they'll never forget it. I lost.
I lost stuff when I was a kid, and I didn't get a ribbon. But you know what? I went back and I tried harder. That makes the winners and the losers, and there are winners and losers.
I agree with that.
If you want something, you have to fight for it. You just can't sit there and go, "Well, you win."
But there are people that are. Yeah, that's true. But there are people that are more strong-minded and strive harder, and there's some people that will break and crumble because of that hurting balance.
What can you do about that? That is
a Those kids who didn't get those trophies are the kids that go and murder everybody else.
No, they do not. I think that maybe they find something else that they want to do. They don't have to go murder. Why does it have to be something negative?
Some little kids don't have your drive. Trust me. But you want to win. I always wanted to win.
And when I did, it really bothered me.
But what did you do?
Try harder.
Yeah.
Did you get a ribbon?
There's always someone better than you.
Did you get a ribbon?
My dad bat me in the back and say that's the best thing I ever seen.
That's fine. But the whole world
was their trophy.
But you know what? Let me tell you who their father was. Their father was a guy who got told 7 times, "No, you ain't good enough for the team." That fool playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been playing there for years. But he kept going back. And I think their father is a good example. And he talked to his boys, and they understood. I tell y'all what. Let's agree to disagree.
Okay.
And let's agree that we will do case specific. But I think in his case,
he was right. Yeah, he was right.
He was right. Because he is a damn good example.
That's okay, Shannon. We ain't going to try to talk you out of it because you have a valid point. But you can't talk me out of it either.
In the situation, it was appropriate.
Because I'm looking at their dad. I'm looking at their dad who said, "I had to try so hard. I had to come back 7 times. And on the 8th time, they took me." Because there is something about persistence. There is something about getting up and trying again and again and again.
Did someone have to tell him in his mind besides that someone else had to be behind him saying, you are good.
Yeah, and you can tell your kids you are good, and maybe you didn't get the trophy this time, but keep on going. I'm not saying don't praise your kids for not trying. I'm just saying they should not get a reward just for participating. A lot of people participate. Okay, if you are participating in something that is difficult and you don't like and it's hard, I can see you getting a ribbon. But this is something these kids want to do. They running. I want to be on play on football team.
What if they don't want to be and their parents are making them?
That's what I'm saying. That's something that's good and that's hard. That's different. If it's something hard they don't like. Like if your parents make you take piano and they say, "Okay, you have to take it, it's good for you," and you try and you participate and you still don't do good, I think you should get something because at least you try and you hate it, but you try it.
But
that's different.
Sports from other stuff because you think.
No, I'm not separating.
I'm saying anything that
is difficult. What if the child didn't like football? Child did not like football, and his father was forced. He had two boys, and his boys were being forced, and they still were participating, and they hated it, but they did it anyway. Yeah, they should get a ribbon because they don't like it. They don't like it. But if it's something that is hard.
I'm saying it's situational.
I'm saying if it's a challenge to you, something you really don't want to do, you should be, because you're going against the grain. You're going against everything you don't want to do to make you do this thing.
Yeah.
So I think you should get an attaboy or something, a pat on the back for doing it.
A scoop of ice cream.
It's just like, okay, me and my husband. Okay. He would do stuff for me, and if it was something really, and I would say, "Thank you, baby." But hell, if he's doing something that's rote out of the ordinary, I'm not gonna praise him for every different thing he did.
Okay, so let me give you an example. So the way I'm taking it, you have two kids. You have a girl and a boy. They're both on the baseball team. The girl freaking hates it.
Okay.
Or the boy hates it. We'll say the boy hates it.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's do that.
Boy hates it. Girl loves it.
And she's good.
she, whatever, yeah, they're, she's good, he's not that good, but parents make them both do it. They both come home, he's crying, but, you know, he did it, he went on the team, he, you know, did his thing, but he's not happy about it. Does he get a scoop of ice cream and she doesn't?
You didn't say what happened to her. You left her out. What
no,
happened
they
to
both,
her?
They both participated. They're both
they both get a scoop of ice cream.
Like,
they
yeah,
both,
I agree.
He gets a scoop of ice cream because he did something he don't like,
but
he did it anyway. And she gets a scoop of ice cream because she just did a good job.
She gets double
period.
Two scoops. Yeah, that's just it. She played better.
No, because one is not better than the other. One is not. No. There's no two scoops because one is not better than the other. They both did something extraordinary, and you don't want to put one above the other one. So no, there's no two scooping. Okay, he gets a scoop. She gets a scoop. He gets a scoop because he is going against the grain. He doesn't want to do this shit, but he did. Okay, she gets a scoop because she did it and she did a good job, so she gets a scoop.
So we're back to the trophy. They can't have the trophy because they didn't come first or second.
They can't have the trophies because they love.
They participated.
They can't have the trophies because they went and got trophies for something they wanted to do and they loved anyway. They wouldn't have participated even if you wouldn't have gave them a damn thing. That's why.
I'm not talking anymore.
Rest my
face.
Unravel down.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
That is funny.
I could have been a lawyer, honey.
So,
I'll take you down. I'll go get
So, on to the next.
All
right. I was looking, and it went viral.
Uh-oh.
The sad pawpaw goes viral after grandkids ditch burger night.
Oh, why did they ditch burger night?
I don't know, but he had 6 grandkids. He made 12 hamburgers, and only one grandkid came. And she tweeted a picture of him, and he was really sad. He was really sad that nobody came to his dinner.
Sad grandkids.
And it got 38,000 retweets and 117,000 likes. And the 5 other grandkids got death threats.
People are crazy.
They got death threats. They're like, how come you didn't go to dinner with your grandpa and this and that? And then
because they forgot them and they bad grandkids, but they don't deserve no
and
damn death threats.
And the granddaughter, the only one who went, had to retweet something saying, we want to let you know that our papa is okay and we're all having dinner with him. Please stop sending my cousins death threats.
Yeah. That's really, people are crazy. Sending death threats because, oh, God, what's wrong with us?
So sad.
That is very sad.
He was sitting there with his younger girl, sad.
But he put it on Twitter himself.
No, his granddaughter did. I guess
it was she wanted to
seek
revenge. Did he tell her to do it?
No. I guess she just found something she did.
She didn't know that would be so bad, though.
So if he was sad. He was looking at his hamburger really sad. He made 12, and there's only him and his
daughter. See, but I understand the grandkids were bad, and they deserve some. You bad grandkids, they need to, but not the death.
Yeah,
come on, y'all. That's
that
going way too
up.
Far. That's way messed up. That's what I mean by people are crazy. We swing too far.
Yeah, certain steps you put on for everybody to read either. That makes me nervous.
Really?
People can read everything you write.
Today and tomorrow, 7-Eleven is having Bring Your Own Cup Day.
What does that mean?
Take your own cup to 7-Eleven. It has to be. It can't be no bigger than 10 inches. And for $1.50, you can fill it up.
How fat can it be?
As big as you want. It has to be no bigger than 10 inches.
Can it be like a super gulp?
Yep, $1.50, no matter what. Dad, you can take a box or whatever.
Oh, my God.
As long as it fits in.
What do you fill it up with? Any kind of liquid?
Any kind of Slurpee you want.
Oh, it's a Slurpee.
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's liquid sugar. People, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't
it's
do
like
it.
Cotton candy.
Yeah, that's like cotton candy. That's not good for your health. Don't do it.
It's free. I don't care.
$1.50. Everything that's $1.50. So for $1.50, y'all going to kill yourself with that much sugar? Go ahead.
I don't like
it. It's America. They'll probably do it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Next. Well, on a happier note.
Yeah.
I was reading today, there was this dog named Luna, and she got lost at sea. Like about a week ago, she was on...
In the water?
Yeah, she was on a fishing boat with her owner, a little bit north of San Diego, and she fell out of the boat into the ocean.
Oh.
He could not save her. She drifted off too far, whatever the situation was, but she was lost at sea, so he went on without her. And about a week later, she washed up on San Clemente Island off the U.S. Naval facility, 2 miles from where she was in the ocean. And she made a remark that she was totally fine. She had been living off rodents for the past week on the island. The U.S. Navy
Was she on a boat?
She was on a boat, and she swam 2 miles to San Clemente Island to a U.S. naval base.
Oh, so she fell off the boat, but she had swam to shore.
Yeah, so she made it. And the U.S. Navy, they saw her in the morning because there's no actual domesticated animals on the island, so they were in big shock when they saw this dog, you know, the following morning. And so anyhow, the dog was fine. They say that they were able to contact the owner because it was a big thing on the news.
Yeah.
And he got reunited with it was a German Shepherd. Her name was Luna, and she's fine and everything now. But that she was a year old, and I just think it's an
amazing
story.
That's a beautiful story. Hey, Luna's daddy, don't take her on the boat no more.
Yeah, I don't think she should be a fishing dog.
Yeah, I don't think she should be a fishing dog. Don't take her on the boat
but
no more.
But she can sure swim. That's
she sure
pretty
can.
Incredible.
That's 2 miles.
German Shepherd.
I know.
They don't have the webbed feet.
No.
Yeah, the current. Oh, that's a strong duck.
That's a hard swim for a
That's
like
a hard swim for a person.
And she came out with, you know, completely healthy. They said that she had just been a little bit skinny, a little malnourished during the week, but she was living off of rodents. She was okay.
Damn, good for Luna.
I know.
No more, dude. That's your one chance.
Yeah.
Keep that dog close to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Best friend.
Yeah.
Best friend.
Wow.
And on another happier note, because I'm on a happy note this Friday.
Yay.
SeaWorld is ending their orca breeding.
Good.
They have 29 orcas in SeaWorld right now, and due to the film Blackfish and The Cove that recently aired in the last 5 years, they've, you know, suffered so much heat for breeding these creatures and holding them in captivity.
They're too big.
Yeah,
so it's not good for them.
They are ending it. They will no longer breed orcas, and they're phasing out their shows as well.
What are they going to do with the orcas that
they
have?
They do not know. See, that's the controversy, because everybody, human rights, wants them to release them to the wild.
But I don't think they can.
But they are arguing that if they release them to the wild, so many have been raised and born at SeaWorld.
They don't know what to do.
That they will die, they're saying. Yeah. So there was some talk about putting them into sea pens. And a sea pen is like a little, like a cage, I guess, type deal that they put into the ocean at first to kind of get them used to it and then release them.
Okay.
And they do with dolphins and they cut them with fish and stuff.
Yeah, but there's some controversy with that, too. So they're a little bit beside themselves.
Do they have some experts who can help them? Because what they need to do is put them and reintroduce them like they do, like, when they keep, like, wild lions or tigers. Or when they take something and it's a baby and they want to put it back in the wild, and they reintroduce it out into nature.
That's like a sea pen. That's what the sea pen is. I don't know what the controversy is with the sea pens. I don't know exactly. Maybe they're a little small or something. I'm not really sure. But they're unsure on how to release these guys, basically. They are, you know, stopping the breeding. They're stopping the shows, but they don't know what to do with them. So they have 29 orcas that they don't really know what to do with.
Depends on what their age is, too.
And that's true, too.
I mean, if they're older, they're not going to learn.
How can they learn
what to do?
Yeah. Some of the older ones came from the wild, so they may be able to remember some of those things. But the babies that were never born in the ocean.
They don't know what to do.
They're used to being hand-fed.
It's a hard, I don't know what would you guys do with the orcas? I mean,
I would have never kept them.
Well, of course.
I mean, I've seen orcas in the wild. They are magnificent, and they're huge.
Yeah.
And you know what, though, too? If they've been in the cages, they don't grow animals. I understand. Don't quote me on this. But they only grow to the size that they can fit into.
Yeah, usually.
That's what I've heard.
I don't know if that's true either, but I heard the same thing.
I've never seen the orca show at SeaWorld. I've never wanted to do it because I was like, why is this big old whale?
It's horrible.
But you know, like the rescue seals down here in San Pedro, they are unbelievable, great to see. You can see the babies when you rescue them.
But they release them back into
the
wild.
They heal them, and they try to keep them as little as they can. As they get healthy, then the next pen, healthier pen, next pen, healthier pen, next pen, they're rare to go.
Right.
And then they release, like, about 6 of them at a time. So I've been they have partners.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do I see birds, too. They do see birds, like seagulls and seals. And
but these are from the wild beginning, though.
Yeah.
None of these have been born in the
captivity. When they're born in captivity, they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. But I am happy to see that SeaWorld is, you know, cracking.
Well, I'm happy, but I feel sorry for those orcas. They need to get some experts to really help them. They need to invest the money in that.
I agree.
And make sure that they save their lives.
There's 29 of them. That's kind of a lot of orcas.
Yeah, that's sort of a happy, sad story. Nicole.
Yeah, I'm happy
it's
that they're
poignant.
But
I'm glad that they're stopping that because, good.
Because
I don't think anybody even sees the show. I don't think anybody goes to it hardly.
So I don't know how SeaWorld's going to change, but it is definitely going
to be
changing.
SeaWorld's got a lot of bad, has a gray shadow over them right now. Like, they even had some of their people who work for SeaWorld go undercover as PETA people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was cruel.
Yeah.
You know, it was cruel. I'm glad they added them.
I agree.
That's like Edward Snowden, you know?
Get somebody's help?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
one of the orcas did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So, speaking of Edward Snowden, what do y'all think about Edward Snowden?
Who's Edward Snowden?
Oh, hell.
Oh, God.
God.
You don't know.
You don't know.
I don't.
Okay.
Hey,
I got somebody on my side.
No, Edward Snowden is.
I met that
Edward Snowden is the guy who is living in Russia, who outed the American government.
Oh, yes.
Spying on us, going through our cell phones.
No,
he outed all that stuff, and now he's got to live in Russia because they're talking about he's a war criminal. I don't think he's no damn war criminal. I think he's a hero. That's who Edward Snowden is.
Well, I don't know. I remember at the very beginning, did he exile from the United States?
Yeah, he's in Russia.
Yes.
He was living in the airport for a long time.
Yes.
And then the Russians took him in. He's
That's
living in Russia right now.
About him.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Really? You feel that he's a traitor?
Huh?
You feel he's a traitor?
No, I think that's the last time I heard about him because I haven't followed up on it. So I have no opinion.
No, I just want to know what y'all think
more.
About that. Well, what
I
he did was basically he outed the government.
Yes,
because I had no idea they was listening to everybody's cell phones and all these big companies were in cahoots with them. I didn't know that. And he outed all the hassles.
Yeah.
So what do y'all think?
I think he should get snowed in, Mr. Snowden.
What does it mean, snowed in?
Keep him captured. Get snow on the house, snow him in. Keep him there.
You think he should stay in Russia?
I don't really know enough on the subject to talk about it. I'm just joking. I'm making a little joke to spice up this radio show here.
You guys, this is bad. This is bad.
I mean, a traitor.
You think he's a traitor?
No, I don't know because I didn't follow through after that.
Okay. Valerie, what do you think?
I think he was just, God,
she thinks he's God.
No, I think that he just did what I'm sure a bunch of people probably wanted to do. A lot of people want to overthrow the government and expose them. That's what he did.
I think he's a hero. I don't think that he's a bad person at all, and I think they should pardon him because I think Obama wants to pardon him and let him come back home. That's what I think. Okay, let's go. All right.
Speaking of President Obama has picked a new Supreme Court justice, and now it's Merrick Garland, and he's a Republican, and the Republicans don't like him.
They used to like him.
Because Obama picked him.
Mm-hmm. They used to like him.
Oh, God.
Because he picked a Republican.
Well, he's trying to
be.
They think that he should have picked either somebody black.
Oh, 90 seconds.
He should have picked somebody that was either Hispanic or a black woman.
Okay. You know what? He was trying to pick Kamala Harris, who is the lieutenant governor or something of California. She's a big political person in California.
Yeah.
But my whole thing is he can't pick somebody that's all the way one way. He's trying to compromise.
Yeah, moderate.
But it doesn't matter who he picks because they can't stand President Obama.
Yeah.
He picked a conservative Republican freaking person, judge, and they still don't like him. And the thing, Orrin Hatch loved this guy. The Republicans loved this guy a couple of years ago. They nominated him to the appellate court. And they loved him.
They
but
still
now,
love him.
They don't love him just because Obama picked
that's
him.
That's ridiculous.
But that's how it goes.
So
if Obama does it, they don't like
it.
So they
want to
see who the next president's going to pick and they're
going to. No, it ain't going to work. He's going to. It's not going to work because he's got all. Oh, we got to go. Okay, we'll be right back with this subject. Bye, y'all.
We'll be back.
Part 2. Bye.